The Deputy Minister of Transport, Mrs. Jifa Ativo, has expressed dismay at the reckless behavior of some drivers on the Malam Tetekwashi Highway, describing recent accidents as unacceptable. Speaking to Radio Ghana on last night's accident, Mrs. Ativo said Ghana needs the roads for development, adding that the authorities will not allow such drivers to turn the well-constructed roads into death traps.
In fact, this is unacceptable. We are constructing roads so that people will be able to move to their offices and other places with ease. But unfortunately, it has become death trap. We think we should do better than this. We have always been educating drivers on what to do and what not to do. It's becoming, I don't know if it's becoming a case that once the new rules are done, there's frequent accidents which lead to loss of life. And this cannot be acceptable. We need a rules for development. I'm sure MTTU is going to take this driver on seriously. We have to embark on serious education, even though the education is already going on. But, well, we have to do some spot checks. Maybe, for all you know, some of the drivers don't even have licenses. That's why I'm happy that the MTTU, in collaboration with Road Safety and the DVLA, have put up a task force who do random check on vehicles as well as the licenses for drivers. All this is an effort to curb the accidents. But the accidents that are happening on the George Bush Highway, in fact, is very scary. It's very, very, very scary.
I was monitoring the other sister stations. Witnesses were complaining bitterly that the police were not doing their work, which I disagree. They were also complaining that there were no street lights. Who is responsible for these street lights?
Well, I'm sure the route has just been completed, and I believe work is ongoing to fix the street lights. There was some sort of pressure to finish the project on 15th of February. So I'm sure everything has not been completed, which includes the street lights, which I'm sure they will be working on.
Do you think that we need to do something about the law that regulates road safety and accidents? Because some of the drivers do not just care. For instance, this latest accident. What do you think should be done to deter drivers from overspeeding?
You know, luckily, just about a week ago, His Excellency the Vice President commissioned a new project, DAB Road Safety Management Services, which will have the responsibility of towing of disabled vehicles, as well as they have some type of vehicles that will come with speed cameras, so it captures you when you are speeding. It captures every aspect of your vehicle, the car number, the time, the location, so that there will be no dispute once you are charged. So we are doing all this to keep the accidents on our roads. But we still believe some of our drivers have some attitude towards the road use, which we all have to get involved and educate them. For example, your station can take up maybe every morning some few minutes, 2 minutes, to educate drivers on what to do and what not to do. Together we can achieve results, but if we leave it for road safety alone, we realize that it's becoming too serious and every citizen has to get on board because we don't know who will be there next to be crashed.
Mrs. Jifa Ativo is the Deputy Minister of Transport. The AMA Chief Executive Alfred Okovandapoy has also expressed concern about the abuse of road usage in Accra. Speaking to Radio Ghana on yesterday's accident on the NI Highway, Mr. Vanderpoy appealed to all to support the city authorities to maintain decency on the roads.
Before and after the commissioning of this road, the MESEC, that is the AMA security team, have been meeting, and evidence is on the ground that as recently as Monday, the MESEC team made visit to the Beltline. Now we have the completion of the N1 highway, that is from Tetekwashi to Malam Junction, and now joining the Carnation Road to Abosokai, and from Abosokai to Kwame Nkrumah Circle, from Kwame Nkrumah Circle to Akwaje, from Akwaje to Independence Avenue, that is making a left turn all the way through the airport and back to Tetekwashi. Now that is our belt line in Accra. And so we are concerned about the use of the road, how people drive without paying attention to road regulations, how people park, especially the trotter drivers and the taxi drivers park indiscriminately, how people park just everywhere on the street, you know, how people cross it, crossing the highway from just anywhere, how the trotter drivers and taxi drivers do not use the designated pickup spots. So these are all things that we have been concerned about. And that's why as recently as Monday, we spent about 2 to 3 hours on the road. And when you look at what happened yesterday, yesterday, this accident, some of the things that we identified, and the need for us to really enforce what we expect and for the public to cooperate in maintaining how we use this highway is exactly some of the concerns that led to this accident.
What are you doing to those drivers who are recalcitrant?
Well, we have issued instructions. We expect the police and the AMA task force, as they are doing now, to, you know, tow all vehicles and to arrest drivers who are driving without any cause of law and order, to eliminate them from our highways. And then also, in particular, for our pedestrians who are also crossing indiscriminately, you know, we have identified some things that we need to do. In other words, we need to build additional foot bridges at Afrenkwa and La Paz. So that is in the works. We are also going to put preventive measures in the median so people cannot cross and cross just anywhere. But whilst we are planning to work and we are working on these things, you know, people have to take responsibility and to make sure that they are using this road with a sense of responsibility.
One accusation that is leveled against you, the authorities, is that there are no street lights in those areas. Who is operating them? Who is managing the street lights?
This highway has most of the street lights in Accra that I know of. And at night, they are all on. Yesterday, when I went there during the accident, the lights were all on to help us to in our recovery and rescue mission. So it has lights. Now, I know sometimes the lights go off when there's power outage. So those things happen. But until then, these lights are always on. And, you know, we need to learn to use them to the benefit of the public.
Mr. Van der Poy was also not happy with the state of preparedness of rescue and emergency teams in the country. He called for training for special units to be reserved for disaster management.
We have a long way to go. Yesterday, for example, when I got there, the rescue equipment were already there, but the operators could not get them to work. We had a hard time getting the equipment to do what we expect the equipment to do. We stood around it for hours, couldn't get them to work. We had to call for reinforcement. The reinforcement came, and then we have to work. But both equipment that came, we have serious problems in their usage. And it took us hours and hours with prayers and everything. Finally, we got them to work. But that was hours upon hours. And the agony of it all was when you could see people dying, when you could see people, you know, calling for help in the condition in which they were, you know, calling for help. And we do not have no amount of enough people, because we have over thousands and tens of thousands of people over there, but we could not lift this vehicle, this 18-wheeler truck. The only thing we could do was to have this equipment operating and working very well.
So people had to die in that agony because our rescue team was not in proper shape?
No. And then when disaster and unfortunate situations happen, the crowd control leaves much to be desired. Our people come to the scene. Everybody wants to go closely and have their noses and their eyes in the event when they should be away, don't have control on our crowd. And these are things. And then second, thirdly, you know, look, when we are going on a rescue mission, we must have the equipment we need. We must have the paramedics with their ambulance ready so that they are trained to lift accident victims. The way you lift an accident victim could also add to the rate and how the person could die, you know. And we need proper people who are trained to save our people. We must take life saving very seriously in this country.
The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete, says yesterday's accident is disheartening. He said a taxi driver who did the U-turn could have avoided such
I said the situation if he was driving at considerable speed. And this taxi driver too could have also avoided this U-turn in front of this vehicle. Because it was in the night and the lights were on. He couldn't say that he didn't see the lights unless he's a blind. Once he's driving, he saw the blind man, he saw the lights. Why did he decide to cross it? And this is the end result. Lights which should have been saved are lost through a second or a minute indecision. So, in fact, it's very, very disturbing.
What are we doing to these drivers?
All that we have to do is to keep on educating them and talking to them. Because, look, I saw the mayor of Accra talking to the people who use that route in those areas. Some people will not even bother what you will say. But that is exactly what has happened. If they have obeyed the rules, the laws, and they have been a very efficient, they would have seen this situation, and the loss of life would not have occurred yesterday. But when you talk to them, people think, oh no, it's been too low, it's been too low. It's not been too low. He was speaking from experience. And let us all try. The best devil is the devil who goes and comes home. It's not the devil who causes people, and you think that I caught him and he will suffer me. No. If you adapt the mentality, it's very poor. It's very, very bad. Honestly, it's very bad.
The way forward is what?
The way forward is for us all to keep on educating the others, talking to them, and helping them to understand the rudiments of the driving profession. We should all talk. It may be me today, it may be you tomorrow. So nobody knows when it will come. And we should not be tired of talking. We will keep on talking.
The commander of the MTTU, Angubutuge Awuni, also expressed worry about the uncooperative attitude of drivers in the country. He described yesterday's accident as a tragic loss.